just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
What is life is a question that has baffled the intellects of the intellectuals. The answers are confounding, myriad. Some people say that life is a question. Some say that life is a riddle. And some say that life is a mystery. So, what is the difference between these three terms? A question, a riddle, conundrum, a mystery. And what is life out of the three? Question means you have an answer. Riddle means you solve it and it can get solved. Pehli. So solution is there. And mystery means Prashna, Paheli, and Rahasya. What is the difference? Question will have answers. Riddle or conundrum can be solved. It's a puzzle, jigsaw puzzle. What about mystery? Yes. What is mystery then? Riddle we do not know, but gradually we know it. Riddle is closed, but then gradually it opens. Riddle is unknown in the beginning, but gradually you unravel it. Then what is mystery then? Mystery is something which you will never know. You know it in the beginning and yet you do not know it. Riddle you do not know in the beginning, but later on you know it. But mystery you know from the beginning and yet it remains a secret. Yet you are unaware of it. Yet you never can understand it. It remains unfathomable, ununderstood. If I say that life is a question, then I have answers. But every answer is confusing. Every answer is entangling. Every answer is a trap. Because the same question will have different answers depending upon who is answering it. So is life a paper where there are questions and you have to solve? Is life a riddle which is not known in the beginning and you know it at the end? Or life is a mystery? What do you say? Life remains a mystery. In the beginning also you do not know it, but you feel you know it. But at the end, again you understand that you do not know it. The more you try to decipher it, the more entangling it becomes. Life is enigma, a mystery. If I take it as a question, then the answers would be sometimes shocking. And I will enter into the stage of an upheaval, disturbance. If I take it as a riddle, I will become egoistic. Others have not solved it, I will solve it. I am no less. I can do it. I am more intelligent. A competitive spirit will enter the mind. I will do it. But when I know it is mystery, that keeps me, makes me humble. I'm trying to understand it. But the mystery is vast. Something which is beyond logic. Something where logic is failing. Logic says A and A is A. A cannot be B. This is logic. But mystery goes beyond logic. Mystery is beyond intellect. It's beyond mind, beyond memory, beyond measure. So things happen in life. Let them happen. Life is flux, fluid. Don't be rigid. Flow with it. Move. Float. Dance in sync. Waves. Don't try to move against the wave. Flow with them. Angel means double light. There is no resistance. There is no opposition. The impedance has been lifted. The obstacles have dropped. That's life. Mystery. Enjoy it. Don't get disturbed by thinking, I will solve it. Not even a paper. A paper makes you little stressed. Intention you are. A little boy sees his mother-in-law reading Bhagavad Gita. So he goes to his mummy and asks, Mom, tell me, what exam grandmother is preparing for? So the mother says, final year exam. This attitude is good, that every situation is a paper and we have to pass it. But we think, when we think it is a paper, it creates a sort of tension. Sitting in the examination hall, is it a good experience or bad? And especially when you don't know anything. That's the first time you notice that school building needs repairing. For the first time you see there are cobwebs. For the first time you see there are cracks in the walls. You understand this door needs repairing. All these great observations come to you in the exam when you don't know things. So thinking life is a paper, a question, that's a good thing. But when you think of exam, it always creates a stress. Girls are always worried about what? That exam should not be from out of syllabus. But the tension of boys is different. Their tension is that their roll number should not be on the first bench. They need support. But it's very tough for them to sit on the first bench. So life, they say it's an exam. There are questions. But then sitting in the examination hall is not a very good experience. Yes, those who are intelligent students, they just enjoy. They have no time to look here and there. A boy was giving exam and the exam was for 3 hours. Within 15 minutes, he returns the paper and is about to go away. The teacher asks, "Have you finished?" He said, "No. My friend on whom I depended, he is asking me. That's why I'm going now." So, life is tough. When you are well prepared, it's fine. You can assume the attitude of being a student in the examination hall. The second is a riddle. Is life a riddle? A conundrum? A puzzle? Yes, those who are intelligent, very sharp intellect, can solve this puzzle. Yet, it remains unsolved. Even after solving, you come back to square one. But yes, sometimes you can solve. And the best thing to think of life is a mystery. So when the moment you think life is mystery, everything becomes mysterious. You try to find it. You try to get some answers and some remain unanswered. There are many questions of life. There are many events which have happened in our personal lives. If we analyze them, why this thing happened to me? No answer. Why this thing happened? Why that is happening? Except upheavals, except shocks, except sorrow, except confusion. We don't get anything. So don't approach life as if it's a paper, as if it is full of questions, or it is a riddle, it is a mystery. It's mystery. Then there is another attitude, that life is a gift, enjoy it. But is it so? More than gift, it is storm. More than flower, it is thorns. More than celebration, sometimes it is a torture. So too much positivity and too much negativity. Too much positivity can sometimes bring you to sorrow. So, let's go back to this Avyakta Murli, which is the first Avyakta Murli of Yajna. Yesterday, we saw the definition of fast effort. Now let's move ahead. Even now, the task of establishment is Brahma's, not yours. Brahma has gone away. And nobody had expected. And some of the children are in shock. So Baba is saying, this is the very first Avyakta Murli of this Yajna. The first time God spoke through a new chariot. And He gave all the instructions for future. Even now you children will be sustained through Brahma. So don't think that Brahma's part is over. In the scriptures, they say Brahma lived for 100 years. But then in the scripture, each year, don't ask. It's very big. But yes, this 100 figure is there. So Baba is saying, don't think that Brahma's part is over. The establishment will always be through Brahma, not the task will go on. Brahma's part will continue till the end of the establishment. You children must be now be wondering how they will be studied through Brahma. In fact, because of your stage, the questions of why and what should not arise. Never mind, just questions. Within some children, an ocean of upheaval has begun. But there are children where there is an ocean of disturbance. Why this, why that? What will happen now? What we will do now? Where we will go now? Most of the spiritual institutions, the moment their founder dies, that such institution comes tumbling down. Or they leave behind a successor. But the deterioration starts somewhere. Never mind just questions. Within some children, an ocean of upheaval has begun. Only a few have passed this first paper. So Baba says this was the first paper. Only few have passed. The rest are filled with doubts, suspicions. There are logicians. They are very good logicians. They use their logic everywhere. Very sharp intellect. But these logicians are sometimes problematic. That's why Baba said, this was the test paper of faith and only few have passed this paper. Have a little patience since the knowledge is imperishable and the study is imperishable. Why is there the fluctuation of questions? All this is being explained to you to finish the upheaval. Why he passed away? He did not tell us beforehand. He should have told us. We should have known it. We all would have come to Madhuban if we had known that fateful day of 18th January. When Baba knew it, God is all-knower. God is omniscient. He is all-powerful. Why He kept this thing as secret? So there are so many questions, question after question, question after question. Now what will happen to Yajna? What will happen to study? What will happen regarding Murlis? So many questions. How will this institution continue? Who will be the head? Who will be the in charge? What about finances? What about rents? What about overall internal and external management? What about all the centers which have been opened up? Who will take care of them? So, Baba said only few had passed this paper. The rest were thrown in the tempest of questions. So that's why Baba is saying this Murli. Now you will know what will happen. Now will be given all the guidelines for this Yajna. how things will go on, how the management will go on, from where the Murli will come, from where it will go, how the centers will work, what will be the role of trans messengers, what part, what new part would be played now. So Baba said, have patience. Have patience. Don't be so impatient to know all the answers. That's why I said, if you think life is a question, then you start searching for answers, and the answers sometimes disturbs you. And it's not necessary that every answer is right, every answer is correct. Rather, every answer gives rise to 10 new questions. That's why they say in English that the greatest gift of God is your unanswered prayers. If He starts answering all your questions, you will get disturbed. Why this happened to me? Why this happens only to me? What I have done? Others are enjoying, I am only the one who is suffering. Why I? Why me? Why I am the only one who suffers? And you don't get any answers. It's good that you are not getting answer to this question. If you get, then probably the answer itself will become a disturbance for you. The answer would itself become a problem for you. The answer would itself become a living question for you. Earlier, you had some hope that you will get an answer. At least that hope was keeping you alive. Now, that hope is snatched away. And you have that hard, harsh answer with you. So it's best to think of life as a mystery, unsolvable, ununderstood. But we approach it, we try to understand it, we try to know certain dimensions of life. And it is not that I will know everything. Once Aristotle was going by the side of an ocean, and he sees one man with a spoon in his hand. He is running to the ocean, filling the ocean, filling the spoon with water, and coming running back and trying to put that into a hole on the shore. Aristotle was taken aback. He asked, "What are you doing?" The man said, "I am trying to empty the ocean." Aristotle said, "You fool, even if you spend your whole life, you are up to an impossible task." The man said, "Then what are you doing? You are trying to understand each and every mystery of life in your small brain. This is tantamount to my filling this small hole with the ocean. You are also trying impossible." So it's not about understanding every aspect of life. It's not that when you understand everything, then you start enjoying. Start enjoying when you have not understood things. It's not that when you learn music that you will learn it at first go, but at least you can enjoy from day one. So life is not about reaching the summit or becoming victorious. That victory can sometimes make you egoistic. Life is about enjoyment. Life is about dancing. Life is about singing. Life is about enjoying. Life is about jumping. Life is not becoming a mathematician. Life is not about becoming a logician. Life is not about becoming a scientist. Life is about becoming a dancer, a singer. You enjoy. So no matter what scene life presents, Baba says, what is the need for upheaval? Have patience. Patience will give you all answers. And who wants answers, first of all? Learn to enjoy life without knowing all the answers. You know, in the initial, when we are small children, what is our attitude towards exam? We want to solve all the questions. We want to know everything. Then we go in school, a little, in the higher class. We say that we will study only hard questions, important. Then we say that we will study only important questions. And then we go slightly up. In the colleges, we say that I will study four chapters, I am giving up. If the exam paper comes from this four chapter, it's fine. Otherwise, leave it. Then we go up slightly up. We reach colleges. We say that we will study only IMP. You know IMP? Important questions. Only that much I will study. And then when we reach further, we reach exam and we say to our friends, at least you should have told me that today is the exam. This is how we progress. So, just be a detached observer. Do everything, but enjoy life. Om Shanti.